Welcome to Personal Hearts Radio. Song. He knows my name. He knows your name. Happy Friday. Welcome to Personal Hearts Radio on blogtalkradio.com. We are so excited that you decided to join us today. I am blessed that you are here. We have 30-minute segments every Friday starting at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. For more information about myself, Aaliyah Walker, Call to the Lord, you can visit Personal Hearts Radio, personalhearts.org. This is Personal Hearts Radio. I'm so happy to have you here with us. So we're going to continue reading in the book of John, St. John chapter 3, as God leads us. And if he leads us into another direction, that direction we will go according to the gracefulness and the beautifulness of our wonderful Holy Spirit. And I just want to open in prayer. And again, I thank you guys for joining me today. Beautiful Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you and honor you today for your wonderfulness in our life and blessing us and keeping us. I thank you for this opportunity, Father, that we can speak freely to glorify and praise your holy name. I speak peace and holiness and wholeness to all people that are listening. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, that anything that is blocking them or preventing them from listening to this radio show, it will be removed now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that the blinders are removed from their eyes, Lord, they can see and hear the beautiful, wonderful word that is grafted into their hearts now. In the name of Jesus, praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you guys. We're going to start now in St. John chapter 3, verse 16. Also, while you're turning to that, I will also suggest if you have any comments, you can put them in our comment section in the chat box. Also, if you have any special requests like Aaliyah, I like to hear this specific song, or Aaliyah, I like to hear you talk about this subject, let me know, and we will go from there. In prayer about this session, I asked God what he would ask me to speak about, because when you venture on your own outside of the will of God, you tend to get hurt because you're outside of God's will, so you don't want to do that. Whenever you intake or partake on a specific journey, You always want to get God's opinion or God's will. You always want to make sure that you're in God's perfect will. And in so praying, I said, God, what will you have me to tell the people today? And he told me to talk about the subject of being prepared. Are you prepared for your destiny? Do you even know what your destiny is? So we're going to talk about that today during our time together, and then we will continue that subject, God willing, okay? So we're going to start off with John chapter 3, verses 16. And this should be a familiar scripture to all of you. And it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And I'm reading from the King James Version. "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." I'm reading from the King James Version. Verse 19. "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved." Now, from John chapter 3, starting verse 16, we're reading the words of Jesus. These are actually Jesus' words. Now, I'm going to repeat this because the Holy Spirit is leading me to do this. So I'm going to repeat John chapter 3, starting at verse 16. You ready? Okay, here we go. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." That was verse 18. And so, talking about the subject of being prepared, Jesus himself said, "He that believeth on him," which is Jesus, "is not condemned, because but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed the name of the only begotten Son of God." So, are you prepared? Are you prepared for your destiny? Do you have a plan for your destiny? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God, the only begotten of the Father? Do you believe in the gospel? And that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin, was born for the purpose to die, the purpose to die for us, the purpose to die for our sins, on the cross, on a tree. He bore our sicknesses and diseases. Are you prepared? Do you believe that? So the first step in being prepared for your destiny is believing, confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. That's the first part of preparedness. Let's go on. Verse 19. "And this is Jesus speaking, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God." I'm going to read verse 21 again. "But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God." So the second part, I'm going to explain the second part of being prepared, but I also want to explain to you that in just these short passages of the Bible, the Holy Spirit, through the gifts of His Spirit, can speak to you. If you have a sincere yearning and a search for God and wanting to know Him and wanting to truly do what He says, the Holy Spirit will use you for the work of the Lord. He will use you. He will use you in the name of Jesus, not by our own worthiness, but by Jesus' worthiness. So the second part, the first part of being prepared is believing in the name of the Lord, is believing on Jesus Christ, believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth that God has raised Him from the dead. The second part in being prepared is repenting. When you come to the light, you're saying, Lord, God illuminates your mind, and you recognize, the Holy Spirit shows you that our works are as filthy rags, that we need repentance, we need cleansing, we need the Savior. So the second part of being prepared is coming to the light, from the darkness, denouncing the works of the devil, denouncing any relationships that you're not supposed to be in, denouncing any books on witchcraft or other sorceries or palm readings that you're not supposed to do, denouncing anything that the Holy Spirit has illuminated in your spirit that you're doing, even music, watching pornographic videos, watching movies that you're not supposed to be watching, anything that you're doing, because now you have made a sincere confession with your heart, and now the Holy Spirit is bringing you into the light. And the closer you get to the light, your deeds will be made manifest. So the second part of being prepared is repenting of all your sins. And don't worry if you don't remember all of them. God knows, and He cleans from the uttermost, the guttermost to the uttermost. God is true, and He loves you more than anyone could ever love you. Remember, your destiny is with Him. You're listening to me right now because your destiny is with Jesus. He loves you. It's with Him. We're going to hear a second song now, and it's called Guess. Guess what it's called? Your Destiny.
This is not a time to get distracted. This is not a time to go off course. This is not a time to lose your focus. Got a word for you for the storm, and you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you started, so please don't let the time you stole be wasted on things that you later regret, wishing you never. Worth it. Your destiny. everything he promised you that you'd get. Waiting on the other side.
Praise God. We're back and we're alive. Praise God. We're back and we're alive. Thank you for staying in tune with us. And I hope and I know that God has spoken to you about the word that was spoken and also concerning the song that was just played. It's important that we listen to godly music and we listen to things that will be pleasing to the Lord, because this is not our, for Christians, born-again Christians that are expecting the second or the rapture of the Lord. The second coming of the Lord is actually when he will take the kingdoms unto himself and Satan is bound 1,000 years. But that is another topic of discussion that will be discussed later, God willing. But this, we wait for the rapture of the Lord. For those who are expecting and looking for his coming, I do look for the Lord's coming, and I expect it, and I love it. I love the Lord's coming because I love him, and I hope you love him too. So we're going to continue reading in John chapter 3, starting in verse 22. In part of being prepared, we discussed two steps thus far. We talked about being prepared in confessing with your heart and confessing with your mouth and believing with your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. The second part of being prepared is knowing the truth. Realizing as you have made that first step and as the Holy Spirit draws you closer to the light and your deeds are being made manifest, then you repent and you become cleansed with the washing of the water of your word, removing all bitterness, all envy, all jealousy, all works of the flesh, all fornication. If you're living with someone, and it may be really, really hard because you've probably been living with that person for 1 to 3 years, and you really love that person, but that's not God's will for you. It's not his best. So that could be hard, and you would need the help of the Holy Spirit to do that. So as you continue to draw closer to the Lord, he will illuminate things you need to repent of so that you may be cleansed. And the more you repent and the more you become cleansed and you live a holy life, the greater the voice of the Lord, the greater the voice of the Lord's voice will become clear to you, and you could hear his voice. And that's very important in these times to hear the Lord's voice, because the devil speaks, and he speaks loud and clear, and the Lord speaks, and he speaks even louder and clear. Amen? Okay, so starting with verse 22. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Aenon near to Salim, because there was much water there. And he came and were baptized. So, you're saying, wow, Leah, I'm stoked. I got the first and the second steps down. So, what's the third step? You probably guessed it while I was reading. The third step is to be baptized. we must, if I was in a Bible study with a friend of mine, close friends of mine that have a church close to where I live, and the question came up as to whether one should be baptized. And there was a division. And some people said, no, you don't need to be baptized to get into heaven. And some people say, yes, you need to get baptized to get into heaven. And then I said, if Jesus says that I'm your master, and if I'm your master, why not you do the things that I say? If Jesus was baptized, the Son of God was baptized, how much more should we be baptized? I follow the Word of God. And when you follow the Word of God and you allow the Holy Spirit to interpret it, its meaning for you, then you won't get disappointed when someone else interprets it for you and you get upset about their wrong interpretation. It's not meant for them to interpret the Word of God for you and their word is God. No, God's word is for you. God uses people such as Kenneth Hagin and people of that caliber and people of that nature and other wonderful men and women of God to help you through the Word. However, your rock is Jesus. It's not on what another man says. When another man says something, you should compare it to the Word of God, because that's how people are hurt, they're heartbroken, they're let down, because they depend so much on what their pastor says and not on what God says. Yes, we believe in our pastors to help us understand and bring the Word of God to us, because they hear from God, and that's why becoming a pastor is such a great, great, great responsibility. It is our responsibility to read the Word of God for ourselves, to read it for ourselves. It's Jesus. It's all about Him. So the first step is getting back to our being prepared. The first step is confessing with your mouth and believing that Jesus Christ, and believing with your heart and confessing with your mouth that Jesus Christ was born and was raised from the dead. The second part is repentance. And the third part of being prepared is being baptized. That's the third part. And so if Jesus was baptized and we are to follow His example, then so should we be baptized. We must be baptized. We must. That is an outward confession. Just like when a man or woman wears a ring on their left ring finger is an outward confession of their marriage and their devotion to one another. So is baptism a confession of our faith. It's a tangible confession saying, I've made the choice that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. So the third step is to be baptized. Okay, now we're going to continue in John chapter 3 at verse 24. Well, let's read 23 again. And John also was baptizing in Enon near to Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. For John was not yet cast into prison. I'm going to stop here, because we're going to pick up at John chapter 3, verse 25, and I just feel led to pray for you. I want you to be ready for the Lord's return. Jesus' second coming, well, it's not His second coming, but the rapture, could happen at any time, any day, anywhere. The Bible says that that day will not overtake you as a thief, but you will be looking, you will be ready, and when He does come, you will be ready. Saints, you don't want to be here. You don't want to be left after the rapture. You don't want to be left here. Okay, so let's get ready. And now we're going to end with our final song of People Get Ready, Jesus is Coming. And I end my episode with this song often, because it's important that we be reminded of what we're getting ready for. We're not getting this earth that we live in is only a dress rehearsal. Real life is when we leave this earth. So what are you preparing for? What are you ready for? Heaven with Jesus or hell? Hell is real. It is a real place. And it is saddening and so unfortunate that many many, many souls are there. God bless you. Have a wonderful Friday and weekend. I look forward to talking with you again next Friday. Godspeed.
Waiting for your triumphant return. You're coming soon. This world has nothing for me. Find my peace and joy.